What inspired you to choose Camelot as the next Human Race Theater Company show?
We've heard a lot from our core audience that they'd love to see us tackle another classic musical, another classic piece. I have always loved Camelot, the story, the legends, the myths behind it. I've read just about every version that there is, and the score is so fantastic. And a love triangle, you can't beat that.
Emily Wells, the artistic director of the Human Race Theater Company. I'm Larry Caressel, and this is Arts Focus.
David Lee did an adaptation of the original score and book by Lerner and Lowe with some fresh orchestrations by Steve Orich, and it brought it down from what's usually a company of 20 to 24 artists down to a group of 8. So it really tightens the storytelling, focuses on the love triangle, and Arthur's sort of decision about how to be a good king, what that means, and Guinevere's decision between these two handsome men.
Who are some of the 8 cast members in this production?
You still have, of course, Arthur, Guinevere, and Lancelot as the primary threesome. And then you have 3 of King Arthur's loyalist knights, Lionel, Dinadan, and Sagramore. Mordred, of course, has to make an appearance. But this adaptation has really let go of Merlin and Nimue and a lot of sort of the minor characters. Pellinore's gone. So you really just focus so tightly on what it is to be king, what it is to be a good leader, and this love romance triangle.
How does it work with the musicians? I mean, how many musicians are there?
We'll have 6 musicians on stage. Ian Axness is our music director, leading a group of 6 live musicians. They're going to be tucked away where our orchestra usually is, backstage, so you won't see them, but they'll be there playing live every night. There's cello, violin, bass, a reed player, and then some percussion and fantastic keyboard effects played by Ian.
What about staging and choreography? How do you pull that off?
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited. We have blown the dust off of one of our turntables and brought it up out of storage, given it a facelift, and put it on stage. Really excited to immerse our audience in this intimate story. If you've ever been to the Loft, you know you are not far away from the action on stage. And using this turntable for these romantic moments, I think people will be treated to sort of a mythical glade where this story is told over and over and over again. We've been gathering in circles and around fires to tell stories across cultures and for millennia. So this story feels that epic in our space.
Who plays Arthur?
I'm so excited that we have Adam Thatcher with us as Arthur, Aaliyah Vassell as Guinevere, and then Trevor Bunce as Lancelot. We've just added another 5 performances, so we're really excited to share this production, its artistry, the score, with our community. Come on out, check us out.
Emily Wells, the artistic director of the Human Race Theater Company and the director of their next production at the Loft Theater, Lerner and Lowe's Camelot. It's March 26th through April 13th. Get more details at humanracetheater.org. I'm Larry Caressel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.